Supposed to be together always. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. First of all, before we begin, I just want to wish a very special mazel tov to Eitan Yitzchak and on the special seer we made a Mishnayos Zrahim tonight. No bigger simcha shel Torah. As he prepares for his simcha with his kala, with Anael, Amir Tashem, in a little less than 2 weeks. This simcha should prepare for that simcha. You know, you're a Svartik, so you're in a different religion.
Again.
But even more so. But us Ashkenazim, come if you need to come, bring down everyone. Us Ashkenazim, so we have something called an Ofra. And it's the Shabbos before the Chasana. One of the reasons behind that Ofra, which I hope you'll have as well this, to get, I hope the Minhag is by you guys also, to get an Aliyah. The Shabbat before your Chatanah, you should get an Aliyah. So as long as you get an Aliyah, you can still be Mekayim this part of the Ofra. And that is that we know the Zohar tells us, Yistakel Barayis Ubar Alma. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he looked into the Torah, which was created way before the world, and used the Torah as the blueprint of the world. And you're going to soon, Bez Hashem, Yitan Yitzchak, and we have in the presence, Yozer Chatanim, we have other chassanim here. I can't even speak. Like, it's enough with the svarim. We have Yachmiel, we have Ariel, we have Shmuel. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of chassanim here. So you're about, Bez Hashem, Bekarov, Shatayim to get married, and that's a whole new world. It's a whole new world of existence. So you get an aliyah, you get an aliyah the Shabbos before, and that aliyah, you look into the Torah. You remember, just like Hashem, to create the world, he looked in the Torah, and the whole Torah is based on the world. And that's why the more Torah we learn, the more we understand the world. And that's why we live in Olam de Shikra, we Olam full of Sheker in so many ways, because the world is full of people that don't know Torah. So if you don't know Torah, you can't understand the world. And the more you know Torah, the more you understand everything in the world. So too, you're going to restart your world and recreate your world together with your Kala in a beautiful way. So you're going to get an Aliyah before the Chasana. You look in the Torah and say, my world should be based on this as well. My world that I'm going to create. So I think it's very beautiful that you tonight, less than 2 weeks before your chasna, we had a simcha shel Torah. To prepare for the chasna, you understand you have to have a simcha shel Torah. You should have many more simchas like this. So chaver, tonight I want to speak about something we've spoken about before, but in a new light, my eyes were opened up this week in a way that I'm very excited to give over, a new understanding. At least for myself, based on a very special Torah from the Rebbe Reb Melech of the whole mitzvah of tzitzis. We've spoken many times over the years about tzitzis. It's a mitzvah that I'm personally fascinated by, because on the surface it seems like a very pashut mitzvah. It's a mitzvah we have the opportunity to mekayim every moment, mamish, whatever we're doing. While I'm eating a suda, while I'm eating a meal, I could be mekayim mitzvah of tzitzis. While I'm spending time with friends, with my wife, with whoever it might be, I'm also wearing tzitzis. I'm even sitting because I need to in a secular studies class in college, and I'm wearing tzitzis. Such a special opportunity, such a special mitzvah. The garb of a yid. But on the other side, you could think like, what is this? You know, this garment that I put on with four-cornered and this, you know, like loose strings at the end. And somehow Chazal tells us, Shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos. It's mamish, weighed out opposite all the mitzvos. So we've spoken about this before. We'll do a little chazar to start, just for some of the chevra that hasn't always been with us, and I think it's kedai to share. I'm going to develop something very special. It's all special, but let's develop something new, maybe. You know, what is it? The mitzvah of tzitzis. I can't even say the word tzitzis without telling the following story, which some of the chevra have heard from me before, but I have a very special friend, a very chashuv yid, Darren Dahl. A lot of stories about Darren. Just Darren Dahl grew up in South Africa, and he Baruch Hashem went on like some sort of birthright trip to Eretz Yisrael before he was a religious yid. He was connected to Yiddishkeit, but he didn't grow up as a frum Yid. He didn't grow up as someone shomer Torah mitzvahs. And he went into the army, and there are a lot of stories I can't share right now, whatever it might be about the army, which whatever, Maven Yavin. And he was Chozer B'tshuva. Incredible stories that he was Chozer B'tshuva. And then eventually he made his way and he was learning in Shir HaShaval, then he Baruch Hashem got married with Chastana, and Baruch Hashem, he's incredible. And there's one story he told me that he told of his story at in my old bias, actually, on a Thursday night. One time on a Thursday night shir, I had him come. He used to come to Thursday night shir sometimes, and he came, and I had him speak after Thursday night shir. Imagine, Thursday night shir ended at a chesed 12:30, and then he spoke for about an hour and a half, telling his life. And mamish, not a person like got up. It was I have to find, I have it recorded. But anyways, so it's one of the stories he told was the following: that he, after he was already religious, he was still living in Eretz Yisrael, and it was the summer, it was very hot. He got dressed in the morning and he put on his tzitzis over his t-shirt, a big pair of tzitzis. And he was those days, he was traveling in a moped, like a little moped, Zach, you know? And he's traveling and he told me that morning he got up and he's on his moped and he's thinking to himself, okay, he's religious, he already believes in Hashem, believes in Torah, mitzvahs, but like, what's this strange mitzvah? I'm wearing tzitzis, this garment with fringes, like, what's it all about? And he's really contemplating this, trying to understand it, maybe b'machshava. As he's thinking about it, his tzitzis were very long. They twirl up, get stuck in his tire. It locks the tire. The bike suddenly stops. He goes flying off to the side of the road. Him, the moped, everything, all the way to the side. Baruch Hashem, he was okay, but scraped up. And he's laying there. 5 seconds after this happened. 5 seconds after... Come, bring it in front of you. 5 seconds after this happened, the car that was behind him, the chesed was looking at his phone or whatever, slams into the car that was in front of him. Causes an accident. And he's right on the side of the road, and he realizes, if he was where he was, he wouldn't be here anymore. And the tzitzis that he was thinking about, of why we wear tzitzis, literally just saved his life. Literally just saved his life. Can't make it up. Mamish, the mitzvah of tzitzis. And somehow the Torah tells us, at the end of the week's parasha, Re'isem oso uschartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem vasisem osam. That through tzitzis, I'm going to look at my tzitzis, and I'm going to think about doing every other mitzvah. And through that, v'lo sasu, and more than that, and because of that, because my tzitzis, v'lo sasuru achrei levavchem achrei neichem. Mamish, don't we wish we were lo sasuru achrei levavchem achrei neichem? How often our heart and our eyes pull us to places we don't want to be. We don't want to be. And the taivas and what we see and what we, unfortunately, we think about brings us to the worst of places. And I want so badly. So somehow the Torah tells me, tzitzis helps me in that somehow. Tzitzis helps me keep every other mitzvah. Mom, tzitzis. It's not just something that we put on when we're by our upsharin and then for a few years in high school put to the side and then get back when we become religious and put our tzitzis out and we feel so good about ourselves and then we just wear them. No. It's mamish. It's huge. I mean, we know it. You all know these words by heart. These are not chidushim. You might not have known they're in this week's parsha before Ma'ariv Sadra yet. Somehow, what they're at the end of Shalach, you know. But we know these words. We say them many times a day. So what's pshat? What's pshat? Zchartim. So we all know the Rashi, very famous Rashi based on the Medrash. One answer: I see thy sittis. And tzitzis is gematria 600 plus the 8 strings plus the 5 knots, 613. Oh, I remember all the mitzvahs. I remember who I'm supposed to be. Let's be real. Who here thinks like that? Who here really cheshbins? That's what we see. Okay, I happen to think in gematria, you know. But most chever doesn't. That's not how we think. And then my tzitzis, that's how I'm going to think. You know, maybe you think of gematria when you're learning. You see words. So the words, we understand, they're actually not just the letters, but they're also the numerical value. And you could think like that. But like, see my tzitzis and the tzitzis, really? So the other possibility is the Medrash, is the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos tells us, but this only works for also people like me. When I say people like me, people, those of us who wear tchelas. Those of us who wear tchelas. Why? Because what's the Gemara say? You look at your tzitzis, and specifically the tcheles, and the tcheles is domel yam, which is domel rakia, and you think about which is where the kisei hakavod is. So when you see your tzitzis, which has tcheles, It brings you to the sea, which brings you to the sky, which brings you to Hashem. But again, that only works if you're in Tchelis. Now, Lanias Daiti, we should all be wearing Tchelis, but we're not going to get into that right now for another time. If those who want to talk about it, I happen to be a Zinner Chassid, so it's in my blood. But Lemaisa...
Have you wears that one?
No, that's all. I have this with the Ritziner. We have this on Machlokas every time I see him. But that's another discussion. I deeply believe the Ritziner Rebbe Zechatar Kashvracha would wear the Petil Tchelis today because they proved wrong. The Tchelis that he had in these days, he thought was MS based on what they were telling him, but they proved it wrong. He believed in the concept of Tchelis and MS and makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think he would wear this now, but for another time, that discussion. So then we've shared at this table before the beautiful words of the Heilige Meshech Chachma. And until this week, that's how my deepest connection to Tzitzis was this Meshech Chachma. And this Meshech Chachma we shared over the years, but we'll just talk quickly chaz the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says such a yesod. He says, you know what happens when you look at your Tzitzis? You look at something that at the beginning is this finished product, and then at the end are these loose strings. Like, what's it all about? You know what it's all about? Bereishis Baralkim. Hashem created the beginning. Hashem created each and every one of us with kochos, with abilities, with wisdom, with character traits. It's up to us to create the end. It's up to us to finish the product. How do we finish the product? The Zchartim Hashem gave us guidelines. He gave us Torah. He gave us mitzvahs. He gave us ways. Am I finishing my product? So every time I look at my tzitzis, Meshech Chachma says, you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing this finished product and then these loose fringes, these loose strings, and I'm saying, that's my job. I'm those loose strings right now. Hashem gave me so many kochos, and so much wisdom, and so much, am I finishing the product, and then I have to fulfill Torah mitzvahs. So that's all Chazara. Again, we could talk about that last Meshech Chachma for the next hour also, because we're mamash a shutuf to Hashem in this world then. But I want to learn something new tonight. And I've been very excited. There's a Medrash Shoicher Toiv, and the Medrash tells us that in the schus of wearing tzitzis, we're considered banim lemakom. Somehow, because I wear tzitzis, I'm a ben melech. I'm a son to Hashem. I'm banim. But then there's a Gemara Menachos, and Tosfos there discusses and explains this Gemara. And really, it's just based on a few words of a Gemara and Shabbos that tells us something else. So if I wear tzitzis, the Medrash tells me I'm a ben to Hashem. But then I'll read you the Lashon of Tosfos. Vahatzitzis meir, it's Menachos Mem Gimel and Beis, to be Masel Choysim. Vahatzitzis meir al Yisrael, shem oivdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara and Shabbos and Zion Beis, it says it's preferish. But basically, when I wear tzitzis, I'm an Eved Hashem. And there's a very, very big difference between being a Ben, a child, and being a servant. A Ben is Av. A child is Av, and it's a relationship of Av. An Eved is a relationship of Yira. And those are both ways we're supposed to interconnect with the Ribbono Shel Olam and be Mekayim to our mitzvos through Ava, through Yira. And Av and Yira are deeply interconnected. But it's strange and interesting that the same mitzvah is both Ava and Yiras, seemingly. Which one is it? Am I a Ben because of Tzitzis, or am I an Eved because of Tzitzis? Before we explain this, we have to see one more idea, and that's the Targum Yonasan. And the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, the very end of this week's parasha. On the words, L'man Tizkru V'asisem Es Kol Mitzvosai V'yisem Kedoshim L'Elohecha. The words that we say many times a day that we know very well. What's it mean, Ve'yisim Kedoshim? What's it mean, Ve'yisim Kedoshim, which is going on the mitzvah of tzitzis? This is the end of the Shema. That if you are tzitzis, Ve'yisim Kedoshim. So the Targum Yonasan says, Ve'tehevon Kadishin Kimalachaya D'mishamshin Kodem Hashem Elokecha. You know what happens when you are tzitzis? We're not just a ben to Hashem. We're not just an eved to Hashem. You're a malach. You're a malach. You're an angel. Your mamash a malach. We have to understand this now. Now we have to start learning. So mamash, I wear tzitzis. I'm a son. I'm an eved. I'm a malach. Pretty incredible. But what does this all mean? What does it all mean? And we have to bring it together. So listen closely, Chavra. There's a Gemara in Chagiga that we've spoken about in other ways before. Again, this is all based on the Torah and the Suksedra and the Neim Elimelech. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us. The Gemara quotes one pasuk in Yeshaya that tells us Malachim, angels, have six wings. Sheish Knafayim. Six wings. But then it quotes another pasuk in Yecheskel that says it is Arba Knafayim. We have four wings. So which one is it? Do angels have six wings or do angels have four wings? So what's the Gemara say? Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kan bizman shebeis mikdashayim, kan bizman sheein beis mikdashayim." That when there was a beis mikdash, the angels had six wings, but now the angels only have four wings. Which wings did they lose? So it's a machlokus in the Gemara. One opinion, Rav Chananel Amarav says the wings that helped them say shira. The wings that help them sing. The wings that help them sing. Because, you know, when you flap your wings, it can make a little noise. It'll help them sing, it'll make a buzz. Those wings. Rabbanan Amrei, the Rabbanan say, the wings, Shemechasos ben Ragleim. The Rabbanan say they're the wings that cover their feet. The weaves that cover their feet. Shira is clearly a symbolism of Ava, of love. When we are in love, when we're besimcha, we're singing away. We're going to be by these chasanas that we just spoke about, by the chevra, all these four chasanas. We're going to be singing a night of Ava, a night of simcha. Covering of my feet. So I want to explain. Our feet represent our clay meisim. Our feet are yadayim as well, but that's what we go to do mitzvahs. And the covering the feet is a certain sense of modesty in what we're doing, and an awe in what we're doing, and understanding there's a seriousness in my avodah and what I'm supposed to be doing for Hashem. And therefore, maybe those wings that cover the feet, those represent yira. So you have wings that represent Avos Hashem and wings that represent Yiras Hashem. And it's machlokes, which ones were missing? Rabbi Amar Yishvili Pinchas, and we'll see where he goes with this. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman Shlita. So maybe it's Elu ve'elu divrei kamechayim. And the machlokes wasn't which wings were missing. Clearly they were all missing on some level. But which ones were missing a little bit more? Where was the focal point? But in other words, there are malachim that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's a lacking, there's a chisaron in the spiritual realm of Avas Hashem and of Yiras Hashem. And where do we see this played out? We see this as well. The Oiv Yisrael, the Abdurav, he brings down, very famously, he talks from the Noam HaMelech, and then he himself, that the six wings of the malachim represent, are symbolized by the pasuk Baruch Shem Kvoid Machuso Li'olam Vaed. Baruch Shem Kvoid Machuso Li'olam Vaed. Malachim scream out, as we know, right? Baruch Shem Kvoid Machuso Li'olam Vaed. That's their mamish, their song, their statement of Hashem is Baruch Shem Kvoid Machuso Li'olam Vaed. That's why we know we say it very quietly, because Moshe Rabbeinu heard this from Malachim. We say it quietly one day a year when we're like Malachim, we scream it out, right? The line of Malachim is six words representing their six wings. And it's machlokes between Noam HaMelech and the Oiv Yisrael. What's lacking from those six words? Is it the Kvoid Malchuso? Or is it the Lo'olam Vaed? Is it the Kvoid Malchuso or Lo'olam Vaed? Kvoid Malchuso is Malchus. Is Yira. King is Yira, is awe. Lo'olam Vaed means forever and ever. Always and forever. When you're in love, truly in love, it's always and forever. It's always and forever. I often, you know, I tell Chavra, you know, often when I would write my Ishes Chayil, my wife, Shandy, when I'd write her a card for anniversary, for her birthday, want to express, first of all, just try small words of Akar Satov, even though it's, even if I filled up thousands of cards, it wouldn't be enough Akar Satov for all she does for me, and all she does for our family, and all she does for my Talmidim, all she does for the world. But when I try just to share what Ava, what feelings I have, so often, you know, at the end of a card, you sign it. You sign the card. It's the minug. Why do you sign the card? I don't know. I'm pretty sure she'll know it's from me, you know? Like, I don't know who else would be writing your card like this. Otherwise, it'd be big issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that. But the derech is that it's assigned about the card, right? You think about it. It's a little interesting if you have to really sign the card. It's your wife. You shouldn't have to. I hope she knows your handwriting also. You know, these are things like it's. And I don't know. Till today, I have no idea how she reads my handwriting because I can't even read my own handwriting. I can't write. Like, it's just. So my parents always said I should be a doctor, you know, because doctors, you know, it's known by doctors, they can't, if you look at their scripts, you don't know what they wrote, that's why no one could fake a script, you know, only doctors have a handwriting like that. Lemaisel, no, how's your father's, what? Can't read anything you write. No. What about yours? Nothing, terrible, right? Yeah. Anyways, Lemaisel, so I often, when I sign off, and I wouldn't even sometimes write ba'ava or with love. Or just not much a line I would often write, and often still till today, is just always and forever. Always and forever. Arye, whatever, Chesna, you know, that's my name. Lemaisa. Well, I'm saying, I don't know why I have to write it, you should know. But anyways, Lemaisa. I guess it's a kayach to it. Always and forever. Because love should be, it's always and forever. It's always and forever. Le'olam vay. Leilam Vayd is Ava. So maybe the machloikis in the Rebbe Reb Melech and the Abdur Rav is the machloikis in the Gemara of which wings are lacking from the Malachim. Is it Kvoid Malchus? Is it Malchus? Is it Yir or is it Ava? And that's why, by the way, listen, Chever, beautiful Torah from the Eilig Abdur Rav brings down. I saw this from. First of all, Abdur Rav brings down in Parshas. Vayeshev, when Klal Yisrael is starting to go into Golus, and when did we start to go into Golus? You know when we started to go into Golus? Well, already when Yosef HaTzadik was sent to find his brothers Bishchem, because that's when they ended up throwing him in the pit and then selling him. But the pasuk says in Perek Lam Zayin, pasuk Yibeis, Vayelchu Echav Liros Et Son Aviem Bishchem. Bishchem, the Abdur Rav says, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchuso, meaning what was going to be lacking, the Li'olam Void. So that's why it's Raya connected to the Melech. It's Bishchem. That's where Golus began. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. He says back, Vayomer, what does Yosef say? Vayomer, Lo, Hineni. Lo is Leilam Void. Saying, I'm going to be Masak in Leilam Void. And that's Yosef HaTzadik, who's going to try to be Misaki in the role. Even though he's going into Golos, he's going to keep things strong. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik is six times Shem Havaya, right? Yosef is 156, which is six times 26. Six times Shem Havaya represents these six wings that he's going to bring back into the world, even though we're going into Golos. On Rosh Hashanah, what do we daven? Meloich al kol aretz kavodo. Meloich. Meloich is Rosh Hatevos kvod machuso li'olam void. I want Hashem Meloich al kol aretz kavodo. In other words, Chevra, listen closely, we're just starting to build, and now we're going to start understanding that we see from the Noam Elimelech that by the Malachim, which represent spirituality, that represent the relationship with Hashem, because they're the closest to Hashem in a certain sense. By Malachim, when there's Golus, there's some level of lacking of their wings, of their Knofim, and representing a lacking of Ava and Yira. But it's very crucial to understand, Chevra. It's telling us the Golus doesn't necessarily mean I'm not davening, I'm not putting on tefillin. Golus doesn't necessarily mean I'm not learning. All those things, we're all in Golus, we're doing all of that. Yes, it's true, Golus can represent serious physical persecution, like in Nazi Germany, like in the Spanish Inquisition, even on a lesser level, like what went on in Eretz Yisrael a couple weeks ago. There's physical galus. But here in America, we don't feel physical galus for the most part. And we don't even feel spiritual galus for the most part. We all are able to be mekayim Torah and mitzvos on the highest of levels. You want to go learn three siddur a day? Go learn three siddur a day. You want to put on tefillin and mamish, have to sit in davin, walk around in the streets with your tzitzis out. Mekayim mitzvos we could do. But how much avin yira is in the world? How much avos Hashem and yiras Hashem is there? Emes. Let's be real, chevra. We all go to minyanim. All of us go to different minyanim. And some of us, sometimes, we have yeshivas that we daven in, and we have mekoymas, kedoshim, but often we're going to go to the modern Orthodox or the, I don't know, even any of the shuls. It doesn't have to be that. By the way, I don't know, that just came out. It wasn't, some Freudian slip, I don't know, chvesnish, but lemaisa, any of the shuls, we just happen to live in communities with them. But whatever, it could be a Hasidic shul, it could be a Yeshivish shul, it could be a Modern Orthodox shul, it could be any of the shuls. Let's be real for a moment. Let's be honest for a moment. How many times do we go to shul and we feel that people are really davening with Ava and Yira? And the biggest raya, how long is Mincha in most of the shuls we go to? How long is Mincha?
25 minutes.
10 minutes? How long is Mincha? How long is Meirav? We go to some Meiravs, they're literally, you're lucky if you get to 7 minutes. There's certain Meiravs, you're lucky if you get a 7 minute Meirav, Shem Yirachim. That's called Hebrew reading exercise. That's called the Rav Salvechik. You say, check, I daven. Not I want to daven. That's not Avas Hashem. That's not Yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem means I'm going to daven and I'm saying every word. I'm trying to connect Hashem. And Shemon Esrei should take me 8 minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, Shema takes me 3-4 minutes to say. Because I'm trying to have Av and Yir in my davening. And it's Chatayim Yimaskar Yom. I suffer from this as well. This is Golos. Golos is the way we're davening. What happened to COVID building an appreciation for Tefillah B'Tzibur? Gone. Do we see it? I see plenty of talking in shuls. Plenty. I see plenty of quick minyanim just to get it over with. To be yotze, check, I davened. Feel good, I went to shul. It's important to go to shul. Don't get me wrong, it's better than not going to shul. That being said, is there avas Hashem? Is there yiras Hashem? We go to learn. We go to learn. And some of us are even yeshiva full time. Are we sweating over the Gemara? Do we have real amelus b'toyra? Are we singing the Gemara? Are we steiging in the Gemara? Are we, or whatever sefer it is, in the Gemara, in the Noemi Lemelech, in the Mishnah Brura, in the Mesil Sesharim? Is it with Av, with the Mishnayas, with Chusas, see Mishnayas? Is it with Ava? Is it with Yira? Is it with love, with awe? So many struggle incredibly in Shmir Sinayim. It's a scary world when it comes to Shmir Sinayim. But if we really had Ava, real Ava and Yira, we'd struggle in Shmir Sinayim. Don't get me wrong. When I speak in Shmir Sinayim, I hardly speak about Yiddishkeit. Because there's about 6,000 other reasons you shouldn't fall to Shmir Sinayim. Your mom says, we've spoken about this more times than we can count. And how destructive, and where mom is destroying our future marriage, and the laziness in it. And how mamsha makes us feel like garbage, and so many, everything negative, zero positive, zero. It's only negative, it's like a pella, it's like one of the most foolish things a person could ever be involved in, if you stop and thought about it logically. It's all negative, zero positive. But if we actually had real Avos Hashem, real Yiras Hashem, we'd fall in that. We'd fall in that if we really believed in Hashem watching me, he's by my side, I really love Hashem so much, I'm going to go and do this. Emes, how often do people talk about Hashem? We talk about a ksois more than we talk about Hashem. People talk about mamish, we do the mitzvahs, we're doing. But do we talk about Hashem? Are we living with Hashem? Are we in love with Hashem? Are we having awe of Hashem? Are we connected to Hashem? Or no, but that's what it's telling us. Galus means is a lacking kvod machuso li'ol avad. We're lacking these wings in the world. We're lacking the ava. We're lacking the yira. We're lacking the shira. That's galus. I'm going to read the Chevra story. The story I happened to read this week, I just picked up. Not really sure why, but Hashem brings you certain stories. I'm just going to read it to you. In the middle of World War II, word trickled out of Europe regarding the horrors of the Holocaust. They were too shocking to believe. But one thing was clear. Hitler's plan was no secret. He desired complete and total annihilation of world Jewry. He was driven to eradicate every last man, woman, and child. Europe was nearly all his. And now he set his sights on the Holy Land. The Germans plowed through the African continent. Northern Africa was already under Nazi rule, and the Desert Fox, Field Marshal Erwin Rommel, and his Africa Corps prepared to lay siege to Eretz Yisrael. The small community in Yerushalayim hunkered down in fear. Many flocked to the Mekomis and Kedoshim, where they poured out their hearts to Hashem and prayed as never before. Who could possibly fight against the terrifying German forces of evil? The British troops stationed in Palestine were ill-prepared to defend the small Middle Eastern country. Late one Friday night, Rav Shlomo Eliezer Halpern, a close disciple and chassid of Rav Shleimkov Zevil, arrived at the Rebbe's home. His face was white as he whispered, "Rebbe, the Nazis are marching towards Yerushalayim." The implications of his statement were clear. Within a few days' time, Yerushalayim would be in Nazi hands. Eretz Yisrael radiated purity and holiness. Nazi Germany reeked of cruelty, brutality, and inhumanity. And they were headed on a crash collision course. Something had to give. Rav Shleimko listened to the news, and his entire body trembled. He began to sway back and forth, completely immersed in deep and meditative concentration. His body was present, but his inner being and lofty thoughts were elsewhere, as his concentration elevated him to the highest and most exalted spheres. He was carrying the heartache and suffering of the Jewish nation with him. Suddenly let out a sigh. "Oi! If only I had shared this piece of news before I made Kiddush." Listen to Rav Shleimko. "If only he told me this before I made Kiddush, at that moment I'm a shutuf, a partner with the Eibishter in the creation of the world. Then I could have halted the wicked army and its movements." Hear what he says? He meant it. Emes. It's a Gemara, because it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yates, that when we make Vaychulu, when we make Kiddush, we're a shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my separations. So if I'm a shutuf with Hashem, he's my partner. Partners could share with each other ideas what to do and listen to each other. I'm a partner. I'm a partner with Hashem. I could have told Hashem not to let the Nazis come in. If only you told me this before Kiddush. This is what Rav Shleimko says. Bamis. Can't make this stuff up. Listen. Once again, the Rebbe concentrated deeply as he seemed to be re-entering the holy realm he had been absorbed in before. After a short while, he immersed himself in the mikvah. When he emerged, he amended his earlier statement. "I already made Kiddush. This means that I'm always a shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I said it, I'm a shutuf. It doesn't mean just at that moment. I made Kiddush, so I'm a shutuf with Hashem. I'm a partner with Hashem. As a partner, I can dictate what should happen in battle. I can determine that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, should be defeated. That they should be crushed and never arise again. And that not one Yidur Yishlayim will suffer any pain or distress." Those in his presence shuddered from the Rebbe's proclamation. Partners with the Almighty? And could that partnership produce such astounding results? The next few days would be telling. Indeed they were. The battle of El Alamein turned the tide against the Germans, delivering a stunning blow for the Nazi forces. It provided a great moral and military triumph for the British and stemmed the advancement of the Germans and eliminated the threat of Eretz Yisrael. That's the power of a partnership with Hashem. Shleimko, if we have people like this today, what would it be? But do you hear where it came from? Do you hear where the koyach of saving Eretz Yisrael from the hands of the Nazis came from? You have to be a mamin and tzaddikim that this is where it came from, but assuming you're a mamin, you wouldn't be here if not, I know. It came from feeling that I have a partnership with Hashem, feeling that I'm one with Hashem. Not just that I observe His mitzvos from afar, not just that I daven and wrap tefillin and wear tzitzis and make brachos. No, I'm a partner with Hashem. I'm one with Hashem. That's Avos Hashem. That's Yiras Hashem. It's love and awe, and a deep, real connection to Hashem. A deep, real connection to Hashem. When you have that deep, real connection to Hashem, you control the world. And there is no longer Gullus, then there's Gulula. The Gullus, the loss of wings, Noam Melech is explaining, and it's based just the Gemara and Chagiga, that Gullus, Churban Beis HaMikdash, is no Ava, no Yira, which is no relationship with Hashem. That Ava Yira is Pasha when you have a relationship. The people we have deep, real relationships with, we have Ava and Yira for. Both. Ava is a love, a respect, a connection, but also an awe that I would never do bad to this person because I care about them deeply. The people that we are connected to, that we have real relationship with, this Ava and Yira is natural. I think I have to be told and work on my Ava with my wife, my Yira with my wife. They're as natural as could be. It's my life. It's my life is that relationship that I have with these people, with my wife, with my parents, with my children, with the Eibishter, a shutuf with the Eibishter, a partner with the Eibishter. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, a real deep kesh, a real relationship with Hashem. Do we ask ourselves, are we in Golis? Vada, the world in Golis, but am I individually in Golis? And it's Pashit, if I have Av and Yira, I'm not in Golis. And that if I have a kesher with Hashem, if I wake up and I say Modani, I don't just lip service the words. I really believe, thank you Hashem, you just woke me up this morning. You just gave me back my life. You just gave me back my neshama. Thank you Hashem. And throughout the day, talk to Hashem. Thank Hashem. Live with Hashem. We've said this so many times, but when you open the Gemara, just open the Gemara. Say, thank you, Hashem. I'm about to learn your wisdom together with you. Think about it. Talk about it. And then you have Ava. Then you have Yira. Then you have Geula. So listen to the Heilige Shvila Pinchas explain. Chevra, bring it all together. You ready? You ready? You ready, Chevra? You ready, Chevra? Avish, I saw this. Ah. So he says, Machloike, we know there's two wings that are missing from the Malachim. Ava and Yira. I mean, and it's Machloike is that whether they're Ava wings or Yira wings, but Eil ben Divrei Chaim, on some level you could say them, there are really, in some sense, four wings missing. Because if you say Eil ben Divrei Chaim, the Ava and the Yira are both missing, is four wings missing. So we need to bring back the Ava, we need to bring back the Yira, and they're missing from who? The Malach. What are the wings called? What are the wings? What do we say? We just read you the Gemara and Chagiga. What are the wings? The wings are? What is the Ba'arba? Knofim. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael b'martelem v'sulam titzis al kanfei b'gdehem. And how many titzis do we have? How many corners? We have four corners of titzis. Or my knofim. To be metake in those knofim. The four wings that are missing, the wings of Ava and the wings of Yira. So every time I look at my knof and my four wings, I remember what's lacking, and that's bringing back the Ava and the Yira so clearly. Re'isem also. I look at those corners. I look at those knofim, the kanfei bigdeim, the knofim. Uschartem is kol mitzvos Hashem, and that Ava and Yira, I want to do all the mitzvos with my love, my awe, my connection to Hashem. Velosa surach levavchem echarneichem, because I have such Ava and Yira. Of course, I'm not going to give in to these petty, meaningless, lowly temptations. And now we understand as well how we can have one medrash that says, I wear tzitzis and I'm a ben. Because that ben is Ava. And one medrash that says, I wear tzitzis and I'm a Gemara Toisvus and a Gemara Shabbos and I'm an Eved, because the Eved is Yira. And where the Targum Yonatan ben Azil says, when you put on your tzitzis, v'yisem kedoshim, that you're going to be holy, And you're going to be kamalachid misham shukaralich, and you're going to rebuild that malach within you, that angel within you. Because those four corners are the four wings of Av and Yira of the malach. So every time I put on my beged, al kanfei bigdayim. Every time I put on my beged, al kanfei bigdayim. Mzoichet reinstate the Av and Yira and the relationship with Hashem, and be misaking the malach within me, and bring geula back into the world. Every single time I put on tzitzis, every moment I'm wearing tzitzis, every time I look at my tzitzis. The Eved Shtir brought me a very special matana late last night when I was just thinking about this and preparing these yisoidas. If you take the gematria of HaKanfei Bigdayim, the Kanfei Bigdayim, the four corners of our garments, HaKanfei Bigdayim, you can't make this stuff up, it's unbelievable. Tarsim to me, Mashiv's Nafesh. HaKanfei Bigdayim is gematria exactly 229, exactly gematria Yira plus Ava. Exact. Yira plus Ava. Yira plus Ava is exactly gematria HaKanfei Bigdayim, because HaKanfei Bigdayim are the knuffim, are the wings that are rebuilding the Ava and Yira, which are misak in the malach, and I'm like the malach of the kagmiyad of the zeal. So chaver, never again just put on your tzitzis. Never again just kiss your tzitzis. Never again just think, it's just a garment I wear out of rote, mechanically, because I'm a yid and because I'm supposed to. But mamish, let our tzitzis bring the Av and Yira back into life to remind us of that kesher shel kayama that we have. We have it, we just have to be reminded of it with the Ribono Shel. And then that will be a springboard to all other mitzvahs. And that will be a springboard to Gula Shleima, where we'll get out of this gullus which is lacking Av and Yira. We'll be back with the Ribono Shel with Simcha and Bracha Gula Shleima Shiyachkenu b'mheira b'yameinu. Thank you, sorry.